And now let's talk about another bill that cleared the state house last week, moving to the Senate. It would ban photo radar cameras throughout the state. Lawmakers have already banned them on state highways, but this year's bill would turn them off everywhere in Arizona. With me to talk about this is Will Humble. He's the incoming executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. He's also a former director of the state health department. Will, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks.
So what health and safety impacts have you seen from photo enforcement? Do these cameras work?
Well, the data are really clear that they work. They prevent injuries and save lives, especially for the photo safety cameras at intersections. So basically the red light cameras, the data are really clear. The kinds of injuries and deaths they prevent are related to the like T-bone type accidents at intersections. So the data, there's some different studies from across the country that have been done. One landmark study from Oxnard showed that there was a small decrease in overall accidents at intersections that have photo safety cameras, but big reductions in the kinds of T-bone crashes that result in injuries and deaths. In fact, I think it was almost a 60% decrease in injuries and deaths in those intersections that had red light cameras installed. So the data are really clear for the photo enforcement cameras at intersections.
Now, supporters of the bill to ban them say, you know, the data are fine, but these cameras themselves are unconstitutional. They violate the provision that allows somebody accused of something to question their accuser, and you can't obviously question a camera as opposed to a police officer. Do the data matter to you if this is in fact unconstitutional?
Well, I'm a public health guy, so I'm talking public health here. I mean, you know, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't want to opine
sure.
on whether it's, you know, due process is infringed upon on this. I'm just saying the data is really clear for, you know, the intersection cameras. And there's some data to suggest that the photo radar is also effective at preventing especially injuries. If used properly, you know, this technology works to save lives and prevent injuries. The public policy debate we're seeing down at the Capitol is, you know, and this is part of the discussion, I think, is do they prevent injuries and save lives? But there's also, I think, that theme that you alluded to, that this is, you know, an unreasonable infringement on people's rights. And I'm not going to opine on that part of it. I could just say, you know, the things work if you use them right.
So is it safe to say then that, let's say this bill is approved and becomes law, does that, it seems like in your mind at least, that would have a negative impact on public safety if these cameras are turned off?
Well, I think that's pretty clear, especially at intersections, that have the photo safety cameras installed. So, I mean, they do work at preventing injuries and saving lives at intersections. And so, that's at the Public Health Association. We just want to make sure that that's included in the discussions and at least is considered as part of the decision making.
And we should mention that we've reached out to the sponsor of this bill, House Bill 2525, to request an interview. Haven't been able to schedule that yet. We hope to we'll continue reaching out, hope to get that scheduled in the near future. Will Humble is the incoming executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association, former director of the state health department. Will, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks. Take care. Bye.